Blog Talk Radio.
Resumes. Pretty much this is the quiet time in football land. This is the quiet time. This is a time where there's no training going on, there's no training camps, there's no practices, and people are anticipating the start of football season. However, wasn't going to do a show. Had no intentions on doing a Madden voice. But I got some messages sent to me, probably well-intended messages, but messages sent to me nonetheless saying, T, Commissioner T, you broadcast from Bristol, Connecticut. You are from Bristol, Connecticut. And the biggest story in sports is happening, and you're quiet. If this was any other athlete, you'd do a show. If this was anybody else, you'd be on the air giving your thoughts and your opinions. And I thought about it, and I decided to come on and do a show. But not just because my fans, I don't know if I call you fans or friends, but not because the people that listen to the show. Fans makes me feel more important than I really am. Just a guy who does a radio show and loves the game of football. But that's not the only reason that I decided to do a show tonight. That's one reason. But it's not the only reason. I have listened to many, many reports from many, many different networks about the arrest and the incarceration of Aaron Hernandez. I have seen many, many thoughts on Facebook and on Twitter and on the internet in general. Talk to many people about what is going on with the Aaron Hernandez situation. And I decided that someone has to represent things fairly. Someone has to be a voice of reason. Someone has to come out and remind people we are in the United States of America. Someone needs to come out and say something. Might as well be Commissioner T. If you want to call in and chime in. And this was impromptu, so we may not get any calls, and that's okay. I don't need anybody to debate this. To be honest, while I'll take any calls, I kind of almost don't want to. Because the ignorance that I've seen out there this week makes me sad. The rush to judgment that is out there makes me sad. But if you do want to call in, it's 347-838-9525. You just better come correct. 347-838-9525. I'm on Twitter, hashtag TMV, or just send it to the Madden Voice. And, of course, Facebook. Now, let's be fair. It's not looking good. What we are all hearing And I'm not going to recite everything. I'm not going to repeat it. You can watch every episode of SportsCenter, and they'll be more than glad to tell you all the evidence that is mounting. You can go to NFL Network. They'll be more than happy to tell you. You can go on the internet. You can go on Facebook. You can ask the person at the gas station or Subway or Dunkin' Donuts, and everybody knows. So I'm not going to waste airtime to rehash all the things that are mounting. But it isn't looking good. And that is real. But were you there? I wasn't there. The last I heard, there were five people reported allegedly there. Aaron, the victim, three other people. No, I'm sorry, four people. I apologize. See, come listen to the man voice. Even I can mess it up. Four people, including the victim. Three are incarcerated or in jail right now for some involvement from murder or what have you. And, of course, the victim, Odin Lloyd. Outside of those four, we don't know who did it, how it happened. And frankly, realistically, we don't know that even any one of those three did it. People are saying and repeating all of the evidence out there. And no one has heard the defense's side of this story. No one has heard Aaron Hernandez's side of the story. And before we say that he's guilty and before we say that he did it and another, you know, athlete has given up, you know, a great life and a great career for the life of crime, can we just slow down for a minute? And can we remember that in this country, the United States of America, is innocent until proven guilty? Can we remember that? Because you know why I say that? It could be you one day, accused or maybe falsely accused. And how would you feel if everybody was rushing the judgment and you happen to know that it was a different story? Now, again, I'm not saying that that is the case. I'm saying I don't know. I don't know. And neither do you. So who gives you the right to condemn somebody based on what you're hearing in the media? You can have an opinion, and that's fine. Opinions are like assholes. Be careful how you state your opinion, though. An opinion means here's what I think. My opinion. It's not looking good. It's not looking like he's going to get away with it, or it looks like he was involved, or it looks like he did it. That's my opinion. But when it goes to the next level of, what a bum, what a jerk, I can't believe he would do something like, wait, slow down. Now, can I remind everybody, and there's probably more, but when I think of the NFL and I think of murder, three cases come to mind. First and most infamous is O.J. Simpson. Secondly is Ray Lewis. And third is Ray Caruth. Those were three very high-profile court cases where all three were accused of murder. And regardless of your personal beliefs, which are irrelevant, let's go with the facts. The facts is O.J. Simpson was acquitted. I don't care what you think. I don't care that most of the world thinks he did it. It's not relevant. What's relevant is he was acquitted. Ray Lewis was acquitted. I don't care if you think he did it or he was a part of it or he knows what went on, or he was acquitted. Ray Caruth was convicted. That's a fact. So three major Pro Bowl or Hall of Fame, if you will, not Ray Caruth, but O.J., of course, and Ray Lewis, athletes, spotlight, high-profile athletes charged with murder. Those three come to mind, and two were acquitted and one wasn't. There's others. Jerome Brown from the Cowboys last year, manslaughter, you know, and there's others. But those three come to mind, and that's the first thing I thought of was, everybody knew O.J. did it. Everybody knew it. The world knew it. He got acquitted. And again, I don't care what you think. I don't. Could care less that you think he got away with it. It doesn't matter. Our system says that you will be tried by a jury of your peers. It doesn't say that you'll be tried by the media or the fans. And 99.5% of you have no law degree and no real experience with the law except maybe fighting a speeding ticket or a parking ticket. Do you even know how our system works? I had a guy put on Facebook that Aaron was indicted. No, he was not indicted. He was charged. He was not indicted. Two completely different scenarios. Can we at least get the facts straight here? If we're going to talk about this, I want to dialogue with fellow intelligent people that understand the difference between facts and opinions. And some of the people that are reporting this for the major sports networks out there, they ought to be shot. And I don't mean that. That's a figure of speech that I use, not trying to be insensitive. But they need to be fired. They need to be terminated. They need to be removed from the air. It is despicable, some of the things that I'm hearing. Despicable. And I'm sorry. I don't care what the Patriots are going to do without Aaron Hernandez. Hey, you shouldn't even give a couple of weeks. Give a few weeks before you go to the football angle. I don't care. A man was killed. His family is distraught. Hernandez's family, distraught. Loved ones, distraught. No, if he did it, I have no sympathy for him. But that doesn't mean there are not people connected with him that as a result of this, that their lives aren't going to be affected forever. So can I ask everybody to slow down? Can everybody slow down? I see K-Star on the line. I'm not sure if he wants to come on or not. Let me see. K-Star, welcome to the Madden Voice.
Hello, T. How's it going? I see you're a little worked up.
I haven't even got started yet, man. I'm fired up on this one. I'm fired up.
Boy, he's a Bristol boy. I don't blame you.
Well, you know, if he did it, throw the book at him. I ain't got no problem with that. And it's not looking good. I ain't got no problem with that either. I have no problem stating that it's not looking good, that what I'm hearing is very concerning. And every day there's something new that we're hearing about that has me concerned. But we live in a country where you're innocent until proven guilty. We live in a country that has a system in place for a reason. For a reason. And why are people forgetting that? You know, I just saw on TV before I came on the air, the Patriots, and we're going to talk about the Patriots in a minute. The Patriots are offering a Hernandez trade-in program. So if you have a Hernandez Patriots jersey, you can go turn it in and get another jersey. Just trade it in.
First of all, that's actually kind of nice. I mean, guilty, all that stuff aside, I mean, because even if he was acquitted, he's no longer with the Patriots. So, I mean, I will say for the fans who probably purchased a Hernandez jersey within the last year since he got a contract extension, that is a nice gesture from New England to the fans. So I can understand why you might have a different take on that.
Well, I mean, it's because they think it is to me the implication. Just and let's talk about the Patriots. I don't have a problem with releasing him. I don't have a problem with that at all. I have a problem that when you did it before charges were filed. No one knew what he was arrested for. No one. As a matter of fact, the conventional wisdom at that time was, he may know more than he's letting on, and obstruction of justice is what the media was saying. But no one knew. Hypothetically, it could have been unpaid speeding tickets, hypothetically. But we don't know, is my point. And 2 hours after, before he goes into court for his hearing, he's released.
Yeah. Well, some of it, as you said, it can't really be proven as far as some of the conjecture about why New England had released him. But from what's been reported, and again, hard to prove something that you can't really sit down and nail a sheriff to or someone from the police department about it. In situations like this, they as in police department investigators, stuff like that, are pretty engaging with talks from a team who's invested in a guy in a sports franchise. But apparently, again, can't prove it. the Patriots were tipped off and were well informed as to what the charge was going to be. Again, hard to prove that, but I do think with just the timeline of it, I do think that New England probably was informed. Again, you can't prove that, but I do think they probably had a pretty good idea what the charge was going to be and that their communications with them. As a franchise, you know, New England definitely has that right to make that, you know, decision. They might actually take a cap hit for it, and if he goes acquitted, and you know, that it can kind of look silly if we're doing that. But as far as why they released him, aside from what they or may not feel the charges where we're going to be, I'll say that in this day and age, with training camp going around, we'll probably say they probably didn't want that distraction. So, and you know, they have that right to have released him.
What would have been the harm in waiting a few more hours and wait for him to be formally charged? What would have been the problem?
Agree.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, no, you're not going to get an argument from me there. Because, again, instead of speculating what the police had, you know, had talks with them, all that stuff, they really none of that would have come to be in question. Because by then we would have known, okay, well, they're aware of the charges. It doesn't matter what the communications were. It was announced just to them like it was to everyone else what had happened. But again, I can't for this. I don't know, but I will say that I would assume that they had a pretty good tip off as to what was going on with Aaron Hernandez.
But we don't know, and that's the point I'm making.
We don't know.
What we do know is that 2 hours after he was arrested, before he had his charges filed in court, he was released, and that we do know. We can speculate that they had an inside tip or someone let them know. I'm sure Bob Kraft is like God up there and can find out virtually anything about anybody. So that's a reasonable guess, but we don't know. So to me, as popular of an athlete as Aaron Hernandez is, number one, you just signed into a $40 million contract. Is there a harm, and you've already agreed that there isn't, in waiting a couple months? It's not like he's going to get arraigned in 3 months. You know, it was a couple of hours. It was well known that he was going to get arraigned that day. It's a matter of what time. So to me, if you care about your athletes like you say you do, then make sure your I's are dotted and T's are crossed and hang tight a couple of hours and let's find out what the charges are. And then once you hear murder, charges and illegal firearms, okay. Now I don't have a problem. I'm okay. Yeah, you know, you got a morals clause, you don't know the truth, and, you know, okay, you are within your right to release them. I have no problem with that.
Right.
I just thought the timing was horrible. It was horrible.
I agree. I mean, again, a lot of the stuff that was leaked or whatever, it really would have come into question, really been talked about had they just waited a couple hours. And even if, and I'm sure they did, again, can't prove that, even if they were tipped off anyway, again, they could afford to wait because the whirlwind that release. I mean, obviously the arrest initially was a big wave of news, but them also releasing him to couple it with what was going on kind of made it almost mass hysteria and kind of made him look just pretty bad in the media. Not that he hasn't already, possibly done to himself, but made it kind of just compounded, you know, the problem and the everything else that went with that. I can't stay too long, but I do want to say that while it's definitely not looking good for Aaron, I do absolutely agree that we in this country do accuse people too quickly, too freely. And as a fan of a guy who was accused of rape, never really charged, you still hear it. You still hear about it. So it seems like people are waiting for any opening to bash a player of any substance or importance and the NFL. I think that's wrong. If Hernandez is acquitted, then, you know, people really probably shouldn't question the acquit, you know, him being acquitted. The real question at that point should be, as a fan, if you want him to be on your team, just because from a moral standpoint, if you feel like he has an involvement, at the end of the day, the law is the law. And what the judge says, the judge reads, and, you know, what the jury says. But anyway, to wrap it up, I do agree with what you're saying about, again, we're quick to throw stones, myself included, without really getting all the facts and stuff. Because, again, I just think that in this day and age with Twitter, people want to force an opinion out there, maybe make a funny line. I'm guilty of that as well. And, you know, instead run someone's name through the mud before they get a chance to prove themselves innocent.
I agree. I think everything you're saying is pretty much where I'm at right now. And, you know, and I know you're talking about Big Ben and some stuff he went through. And, you know, I think that this can happen to high profile athletes, and this can happen to anybody. You know, date the wrong girl and piss her off. Okay. And tell me that you couldn't get accused of something, doing something that maybe you didn't do. You know, and this can happen to anybody. And before everyone forgets that, you know, slow down and take a deep breath for a minute here. There's a lot of information that still has to be released, and we haven't heard anything what his defense is going to be. He did say not guilty. So he's got some pretty high-priced lawyers in there. I don't know. But, you know, he deserves his day in court before we go bashing him and the city of Bristol. I'm going to get into that after you bail out. But he deserves his day in court.
Agreed. And one last quick pause now before you get back into your heated engagements with everyone who is casting stones across the U.S. and then Bristol especially. Looking forward to doing more Madden Voices. It's coming up soon for everyone out there. I'm sure you will advertise as you do so well. And I'm looking forward to the season. Sadly, this will be kind of a backdrop, and we'll be talking about during the season, I'm sure, with the case and proceedings, all that stuff. But really excited to engage with you and everyone else with everyone and all the fans out there, and looking forward to another season. Hopefully, this gets resolved in a civil manner.
I agree. Well, I'm looking forward to the season. Regardless, we're going to do our thing and cover the football world like no one else seems to want to be able to. Not that they can't, they just choose not to, so the Madden Voice will.
Absolutely.
All right, K-Star. Well, listen, appreciate you taking time out to call in and, you know, give your thoughts on it. And you know, hope you have a good weekend and a good holiday, and we'll be talking to you soon.
Sounds good. You too.
All right. Take care. All right, everybody, he needs no introduction. That was K-Star, co-host of the Madden Voice. Dr. Train, you know, out on the West Coast. I'm here on the East Coast, and he said he would try to make it, but, you know, he wasn't really sure if he could or not. So I know he'll listen in somehow or catch the archive, but, you know, we will be back on the air covering football real soon, sometime late July or maybe early August, sometime in there. But just stay tuned to Facebook or Twitter or what have you, and, you know, you'll see the ads. The other thing I wanted to talk about was some of the things that are being said about Bristol, Connecticut. I heard ESPN radio on one of the announcers, and I honestly don't know who it was, but one of the announcers said, I guess in Bristol, they can teach you how to kill someone and not how to hide the body. So I'm going to address that, and then I'm going to address another Bristol topic. But first of all, you know, if you don't live in Bristol, if you've never been to Bristol, why are you talking about it? I don't understand. It is amazing to me. I mean, first of all, ESPN is headquartered here in Bristol. I mean, Bristol, dare I say, ESPN, one of the larger Bristol employers, employs quite a few Bristol residents. And Bristol, the city of Bristol, went through a lot to make ESPN comfortable in its early days. No one knew how a 24-hour sports network was going to survive or not survive, and it was very risky back then, the early days of cable television. And I know the town of Bristol did quite a bit for ESPN, and ESPN has responded by staying here, at least keeping its main headquarters right here in Bristol. But then to have some of their announcers, and again, this was radio, make a comment like that. And then the things that I've seen on Facebook and, you know, the discussions that I've heard about Bristol. Okay, I'm going to take the "if he did it" approach for a minute, play that advocate of the devil. And if Aaron did it, I met Aaron. Okay. I met Odin. I'm not saying I'm friends with either one of them. I'm not. I don't want anybody calling me or texting me, asking me anything, because I didn't know either one of them very well. I met them at a cookout on Memorial Day. That's when I met him. Okay, I'm not going to give any details because that's my business and my people's business. But I will say I happened to be at a cookout, and I met Aaron Hernandez for the first time Memorial Day, and I met Odin there at the same time. And he introduced himself, and he said, "Hey, I'm Aaron Hernandez." You know, not like that, but, you know, "Hey, I'm Aaron." You know, and I said, "Hey, you know, I know who you are. I'm T. Good to meet you." Seemed like a very nice guy. Very quiet. And I met Odin. And it is surreal a month later for all this to be going on. But, you know, both seem like nice people, cool people. And, you know, so if this is true, then that's on Aaron. And that's on whatever was going on in his mind and his, you know, rationale or lack of. That's on him. That's not on his family. That's not on the city of Bristol. That's on Aaron. And why would you want to condemn a family or a community for a tragic mistake done by one individual? That's him. That was his incredibly poor judgment. It's not that he was raised to be a thug or grew up in the streets or any of that stuff. What are people talking about? What are people talking about? I grew up in this town. I raised kids in this town. I was happy to bring myself back into this town and to raise my kids. I was pleased to do that. I still live in this town. I have no desire to leave. Is there crime? Sure. Is there crime in Farmington, right next door? Yep. Is there crime in Avon, right up the road? Yep. You look them up. If y'all don't know about Farmington, Avon, go ahead and look them up. Is there crime in Greenwich, Connecticut? I know you know that town. Yep. Is there crime in Sandy Hook? Horrible tragedy went on there. Yep. Does that mean that town is, you know, produces killers and all that? No. No, it doesn't. Connecticut is a great state and has wonderful communities and wonderful people here. Wonderful families that are just trying to do just what all you are trying to do. And Bristol is one of the 169 communities in this state. It's got great school systems, plenty to eat. You got some money, you come to Bristol, you get anything you want. Can't find anywhere else? Come on down to Bristol. ESPN is here. Lake Compounds, the oldest amusement park in the country, is here. The Clock Museum. You know, Bristol's a good, solid town, a good, solid community with good people in it. And for anyone out there to say anything beyond that, you are misinformed. You are sadly misinformed. I don't know what may have gotten into Aaron's mind, if in fact he is guilty, if he is found to be guilty, if either a smoking gun is found or he is convicted. I don't know. I'm not going to speculate. That's not my job. But all I'm going to say is it's on him. It's not on his family. It's not on his friends and people that he knows and colleagues or fans. It's not on the community of Bristol. And let me take it to another level. Bristol, y'all need to wake up too, though, because y'all inviting the criticism. It's like a civil war in this city now. The people that loved them before, some still do, some don't. You're rushing the judgment. Here's a tip from Commissioner T. Just say nothing. Try it. Say nothing. When these things hit communities, the best thing we can do is stay together and be together and wait it out. Support the family of the victim. Support the family. Aaron is not able to be there for now. Give them their love. Give them their support. As I am very sure that the family and friends of Odin and Aaron are given the families and the people affected their support. And let's continue to do that as a community here and up in Boston where Odin was living. But all of the stones that are being thrown and all of the negativity, it's not healthy, people. It's not necessary, people. It's wrong. I will say it again. If Aaron did these horrible crimes, I have no pity. I have no sympathy. But I don't know what happened. And neither do you. I don't know. You don't know. We don't know. He's been This happened earlier this week that he was arrested. Okay? This all hit the press within the last 2 weeks. So this is brand new. Get, you know, batten down the hatches, relax, and get ready. This is going to be a marathon. This ain't going to be a sprint. This is going to be a marathon. This is going to be news for the next year or two. And we don't know where this is going. But what I'd like to see is for the community of Bristol and for all the people affected, let's all come together here. Let's do the right thing. And you know, if you're on Facebook running your mouth and you're on Twitter running your mouth, shame on you. You're out there at the package store or restaurant running your mouth. Hot news around here. Speak on what you know. Your opinions are irrelevant. You can give them, but they're really not relevant because we don't know. We just don't know. This is Commissioner T. I think I've made my point. I think I've said my piece. I wasn't going to stay on long. I had to get it out there. I had to let everybody know that this is not the way we need to handle this. You have thoughts you want to share with me? The Madden Voice on Facebook. Go ahead and post a comment up there. Go to Twitter, The Madden Voice. Send a message there. You don't agree with me? You can tell me. It's okay. But just remember this. Just remember this. You never know what happens tomorrow. You could be sitting in a place where you are accused of something that you didn't do. And you want to be treated fairly. And all I'm saying is, can we treat and respect the process and treat him fairly while giving respect to all of the people affected by this horrible tragedy? That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. Thank you all for listening. We'll be back soon. The Madden Voice. We'll be back soon. Everybody take care.